Greetings again, pilgrims walking with Jesus through the Gospel of John in the month of June. It's Pastor Bob, and we all have just returned from our four-day sabbatical. Wonder how that went for you. I happen to have audio recordings of the New Testament in driving back and forth to Lexington. I kept listening to the Gospel of John audio version, dramatic version. Very interesting. But I'm back, and you're out there. So let's keep going. We've got another 20 or 10, I don't know. We got chapters to go. Amen. So get ready. We're going to redo the last part of chapter 9 from verse 35 to 41. That we kind of tacked on to the end so we can finish 9 cleanly. And then we're going to read chapter 10 today. Chapter 10, the Good Shepherd chapter, in Jerusalem in the wintertime, so dress appropriately. Might want to put some socks on before you put those sandals on. A little overcoat. Get your favorite beverage prepared and ready. I've got the morning blend fresh ground coffee from my daughter-in-law and son. Very smooth. The votive candle is lit. The monks are chanting. So let's empty ourselves, our mind. Let's make our heart a sponge. And listen to this chapter. And then at the end, I'll offer some updates on what's coming up this Sunday. Amen. Here we go. Chapter 9, verse 35, all the way through chapter 10. Jesus heard that they had driven him out, and when he found him, he said, "Do you believe in the Son of Man?" He answered, "And who is he, sir? Tell me, so that I may believe in him." And Jesus said to him, "You have seen him, and the one speaking with you is he." He said, "Lord, I believe." And he worshipped him. Jesus said, "I came into this world for judgment, so that those who do not see may see, and those who do see may become blind." Some of the Pharisees near him heard this and said to him, "Surely we are not blind, are we?" And Jesus said to them, "If you were blind, you would not have sin. But now that you say we see, your sin remains." Chapter 10. Very truly, I tell you, anyone who does not enter the sheepfold by the gate, but climbs in by another way, is a thief and a bandit. The one who enters by the gate is the shepherd of the sheep. The gatekeeper opens the gate for him, and the sheep hear his voice. He calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. When he has brought out all his own, he goes ahead of them, and the sheep follow him because they know his voice. They will not follow a stranger, but they will run from him because they do not know the voice of strangers. Jesus used this figure of speech with them, but they did not understand what he was saying to them. So again, Jesus said to them, "Very truly, I tell you, I am the gate for the sheep. All who came before me are thieves and bandits, but the sheep did not listen to them. I am the gate. Whoever enters by me will be saved and will come in and go out and find pasture. The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I came that they may have life and have it abundantly. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. The hired hand, who is not the shepherd and does not own the sheep, sees the wolf coming and leaves the sheep and runs away, and the wolf snatches them and scatters them. The hired hand runs away because a hired hand does not care for the sheep. I am the good shepherd. I know my own, and my own know me, just as the Father knows me, and I know the Father. And I lay down my life for the sheep. I have other sheep that do not belong to this fold. I must bring them also, and they will listen to my voice. So there will be one flock, one shepherd. For this reason, the Father loves me, because I lay down my life in order to take it up again. No one takes it from me, but I lay it down of my own accord. I have power to lay it down, and I have power to take it up again. I have received this command from my Father. Again, the Jews were divided because of these words. Many of them were saying, "He has a demon and is out of his mind. Why listen to him?" Others were saying, "These are not the words of one who has a demon. Can a demon open the eyes of the blind?" At that time, the festival of the dedication took place in Jerusalem. It was winter, and Jesus was walking in the temple in the portico of Solomon. So the Jews gathered around him and said to him, "How long will you keep us in suspense? If you are the Messiah, tell us plainly." Jesus answered, "I have told you, and you do not believe. The works that I do in my Father's name testify to me, but you do not believe, because you do not belong to my sheep. My sheep hear my voice. I know them, and they follow me. I give them eternal life, and they will never perish. No one will snatch them out of my hand. What my Father has given me is greater than all else, and no one can snatch it out of the Father's hand. The Father and I are one." The Jews took up stones again to stone him, and Jesus replied, "I have shown you many good works from the Father. For which of these are you going to stone me?" The Jews answered, "It is not for a good work that we are going to stone you, but for blasphemy, because you, though only a human being, are making yourself God." Jesus answered, "Is it not written in your law, 'I said you are gods'? If those to whom the word of God came were called gods, and the scripture cannot be annulled, can you say that the one whom the Father has sanctified and sent into the world is blaspheming because I said I am God's son? If I am not doing the works of my Father, then do not believe me. But if I do them, even though you do not believe me, believe the works, so that you may know and understand that the Father is in me, and I am in the Father." Then they tried to arrest him again, but he escaped from their hands. He went away again across the Jordan to the place where John had been baptizing earlier, and he remained there. Many came to him, and they were saying, "John performed no sign, but everything that John said about this man was true." And many believed in him there. And thus we have the end of our pilgrimage today with Jesus. What a grand teaching. It's the teaching of the Good Shepherd. It's chapter 10, remember, of the Gospel of John. Now, before we have our final words from Jesus calling us, I want to say that we had tentative plans to hold our outdoor worship service this Sunday in the backyard of the Conlins house at 10 a.m. We are now, as of this morning, reconsidering that, at least putting it up for conversation. If you have any thoughts, please let me know. But I think I officiated a wedding this week and attended a baby shower. I think social distancing is very challenging. I think we're still in phase three in Illinois, where gatherings of 10 are not really encouraged, even outside. I think we've seen the southern states that open their beaches and such having spikes right now in their numbers. I think we've heard stories from churches that have reopened and have had a spread of cases, which would be, of course, a travesty for us. I don't want anyone to feel uncomfortable about us worshiping together. So I've sent a text to Ed, and I'm going to wait for his response, but I'm giving strong consideration to postponing. I don't see any urgency to worship together outside, but it's our decision, not any one person. So let me know what you're thinking today. I'll probably decide by tonight and send out an email and a text and let the congregation know. But until then, Jesus has some final words for us. So kick off your sandals and take a seat. Grab a grog. Let these words penetrate you so they're with you all day today. Right from the mouth of Jesus, he says this: I am the firm foundation on which you can dance and sing and celebrate my presence. This is my high and holy calling for you. Receive it as a precious gift. Glorifying and enjoying me is a higher priority than maintaining a tidy, structured life. Give up your striving to keep everything under control, an impossible task and a waste of precious energy. My guidance for each of my children is unique. That's why listening to me is so vital for your well-being. Let me prepare you for the day that awaits you and point you in the right direction. I am with you continually, so don't be intimidated by fear. Though it stalks you, it cannot harm you as long as you cling to my hand. Keep your eyes on me, enjoying peace in my presence. Well, there you go, pilgrims. It's so good to be back on the road again with all of you through the Gospel of John in the month of June. It's June 19th. This was episode, what? I forget, 14? I'll let you know tomorrow. And be looking for an announcement, official word tonight, but I can be fairly sure. We're just going to postpone our rush to get outside and make sure everything's the way God wants it to be and we feel good about it. Amen. Until tomorrow, may God bless you.